What's up, guys? Thanks for coming back to Cooking with Simba and Brian Poole, where we chop it up. Simba is still away right now, but she's coming back soon, so we're just going to hit you guys with another virtual episode. She's tuning in for... Where are you right now?
Nigeria. Last time I was in Ghana.
She's in Nigeria right now because, you know, she don't like us Americans anymore, so that's just what it is. So she just fucking wants to be away.
So ugly.
Who's ugly? Anyway, so today is Valentine's Day. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I do when I have, like, you know, a significant other, but I don't. So I'm not celebrating it, right? I have like 16 Valentines right now, but I'm not taking out no one seriously. I don't even fuck on Valentine's Day. You know why I don't fuck on Valentine's Day? Are you going to ask me why?
No.
I don't fuck on Valentine's Day because... niggas start to get feelings when you fuck on Valentine's Day, so fuck out of here. Anyway, hey Simba, how are you?
Today.
So what?
You fuck yesterday?
Yeah.
Are you gonna fuck tomorrow?
Maybe, maybe not.
So there's no... your reasoning for not fucking on Valentine's Day is whack, FYI.
Probably, but guess what? It's my dick, my choice. That's life. What you... Yo, you, nobody heard anything you said. What'd you say?
I don't fuck on Valentine's Day usually either.
Why not?
Because my guys are usually occupied with their wives and girlfriends, making them happy. And honestly, that makes me happy.
So when do they have time for you?
The 15th. Oh, you didn't know there was Side Bitch Valentine's Day.
Ooh, what's a side bitch Valentine's Day?
Valentine's, side bitch Valentine's Day. It's February 15th and it's full, and it usually comes with gifts that are to the extreme because the guy who you've been fucking with all year round, who is occupied with his wife or girlfriend, knows that he needs to make up because he knows it's the one day in the year that is dedicated to his wife and not you.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah. Special.
You're special. You're so special. Anyway, since you've been gone, so much has been going on within the United States. Did you hear about the Gorilla Glue girl?
What?
Did you hear about the Gorilla Glue girl?
Yes, girl. Oh my God. This Gorilla Glue girl. You know what's so funny is the fact that people would think that she would do it purposely for clout is the dumbest thing ever. Like, people do understand that, but a black girl is not going to put glue in her hair to that extreme, to that magnitude, to get that result for clout. Sorry.
No, I absolutely don't.
You don't understand. Like, hair for black women is so severe. It's so crucial. It's so impactful in our lives that we are never going to do anything that's intentional to our hair to that extreme for clout. Never. Sorry.
No, I agree 100%.
Sorry.
Did it for clout. Do I think she's less than smart? Absolutely. I do.
I think she's the dumbest. Well, girl is the girl who worked. She's definitely dumber than the Gorilla Glue girl. I love her to death. She's a really sweet girl. I'm actually enrolling her into tailoring school. But she is girl. Then Gorilla Glue girl is the set. No, then Donald Trump, and then the Gorilla Glue girl. But if you're into hair, and if you're into laying down your edges, which I didn't do today, but it still looks good because when you get good hair, that's what happens in real life. Anyway, who's that? Oh, that's me. You would know that Gorilla Glue is an actual gel, and it is called Gorilla Glue Gel, and it does have a picture of a monkey in front of it. So if you know that and you have the intelligence or an IQ of a -4 and you put those two things together, you would think that you can put that in your hair. But I video, I felt like she was very genuine. I felt like she was genuinely stupid. I felt like she was genuinely thinking that she was just going to lay it down and it was going to come back up. And she fell into the trap of stupidity turns into cha-ching. And I'm very happy for her. Bitch, get your money. What's up? So everybody... she's stupid, but she's going to have a few million in her account by December.
She's getting a coin. She has almost a million followers. And if the bitch was smarter, what I would have done, I would have documented that whole process on YouTube.
And TMZ, I'm sure, paid her a check to be able to have the inside scoop because TMZ was in the room during the surgery.
I agree, but I also think she should have documented the whole process on YouTube, and she could have been getting a long-term check because she could have just kept on documenting bullshit on YouTube moving forward. Because, you know, once you hit like a certain amount on YouTube, you're getting money. She can make, so she can still do it, honestly, because people are following her at this point. She's going to make a cute coin.
Absolutely, she can. I mean, I'm down to do a few things strange for a piece of change, but I'm never going to put that glue in my hair to make. But I'm hoping that one day she just pop off and we get this coin because you're already no. I mean, I ain't tired of selling, but if I ain't got to sell no more and be caking,
we gonna why not? Soon, don't worry. So, also speaking of making coin and shit like that, you are trending again.
Oh, wait, that helped her, Crystal. He's Ghanaian or he's Nigerian? Can you figure it out, please? Oh my gosh, she got one job to do and can't fucking do it.
What are you talking about?
The doctor who did the plastic surgery on her head, I think he's Ghanaian or Nigerian.
Oh, so you gotta find him.
All time.
What'd you say?
Doctor, read all about it. God.
You keep on going out.
What are you saying now?
You keep on going out. I'm sorry, guys. She has badass fucking Wi-Fi, so it's her fault if she's going in and out. You gotta repeat what you said one more time about your doctor.
Oh, she said the doctor's from Ghana. Guys from Ghana be having big, thick dicks. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You said that before, that they have big, long dicks.
To reply, and if he doesn't reply, I'm gonna put his picture on my page, and he's gonna have to forcefully reply.
Absolutely, he's gonna reply to you. They all do. They all know who you are. So why were you trending again?
Because I'm the baddest bitch. What's up? No, I'm not the baddest bitch. I'm the 12th baddest bitch. Why was I trending? Oh, so. And I kind of want to clear this. I want to clear the air. I'm not really a clear the air kind of person because I don't do things to intentionally hurt people. So I did a post. Well, I posted something in my stories. And it's crazy because when I post stuff for sale, the blogs aren't picking it up. But the second I post some shade, y'all be ready to pick it up. That's the shit that I don't even understand. But anyway, we're going to get to the bottom of that. But I did a post, and the reason why I did this post was intentionally for someone, and I said to myself, for 2021, if I have shade to throw somebody, I'm not going to just throw it in the street. I'm going to throw it directly at the person. So I'm gonna start adding people, you know what I'm saying? Because I did this post and it rattled the feathers of people that I honestly did not want it to rattle. In the post I said Nigerian women need to Nigerian women. Crystal, can you pull out what I said? Can I pull out what I said? I don't know, but what I said was to the effect of, listen, y'all need to calm the fuck down. Because when you guys leave to go to your homes abroad, there's five bitches in your house enjoying life. So hurry up and take your photos and do your posts and get out of here because I want to be in the house chilling, enjoying the whack dick that you enjoy the whole year and getting... Oh my God, these bitches were so mad at me. First of all, it was not even for you, and the other 146 million of you females. It wasn't for you. It was for one bitch. It was not for you. And it's not even for a bitch whose husband I'm fucking with. It's posting and posting and posting. I'm like, girl, get on the plane and get out of here. So he can be fucking all the bitches in the club. That's it. So they went crazy, and I've heard a lot of things. I heard that some women want to beat me up. They better come with the biggest they better come with a nigga with the biggest muscles on the planet and don't have eyes. Because even if he come with muscles, bitch, you're going to be looking at this ass, and by the time you look at this ass, I'm going to be out. What's up?
So that sums it up.
Okay, let me, first of all, I love when they put, so this is the blog, and they always refer to me as American model. I'm an insta thought, not a model. Get it together. What did I say? I said Nigerian women, just in case you didn't know, as soon as you leave Nigeria to your home abroad, what? I can't even see it. The side chick be up in your house chopping life. And then what happened was, and then what was the reply to the lady who wrote some shit? So what happened was, that was enough, right? But then somebody slid in my message and was like, oh, you coming to chop suya and something. And I was like, oh, actually, we're chopping USD. What did I say? Damn. We're chopping USD and something. We're chopping USD and that whack dick you have for the rest of your life. So I guess the guys got a little offended and so did the ladies, but the guys can't get offended because, you know what? Listen, it's normal here for a nigga to have his wife. I like to call it, I heard the term, it's called single married man. Nigerian men are married men. They're married, but they're single. Like, they're married, but they live a single lifestyle. Guess what? I'm going to marry a Nigerian and I'm going to be that wife one day. I can't wait. Oh man, I cannot wait. I can't wait to be your wife and my husband have some side bitches because I won't fuck with a nigga without a coin. And when the more coin you got, you're gonna have niggas on your groin. Stop playing with me. Cardi, go sit the fuck down. And both of y'all bitches got kids, go sit the fuck down.
Ooh.
You and Nikki, go sit down. Ooh. Yeah, you and Nikki, go sit. Coming through. What's up?
Football, Nikki, what's up?
Oh my God, the fucking what? The Cardians, the Nickians. Oh my God, please don't attack me. I love them both. Too bad they don't love each other enough to do a song together, a real one.
Nicki Minaj is a rapper. Next, you got COVID.
I had COVID. I don't have it anymore.
You got it. You had COVID. How'd you stumble upon COVID? The people would love to know, and I'm here for the people, as I always say.
Ultimate infested state of New York with COVID and got away without getting it. And then went to overly infested because it had all the UK people who were allowed to come there without getting a test prior to departure on their plane. Didn't get COVID there. Came to Nigeria. Oh, Nigeria, COVID. Didn't get no COVID here. Landed in Ghana on December 28th and had COVID by December 30th. Honey, I had COVID-19 and a half, bitch. Like, it was crazy. And I got sexually transmitted COVID.
Oh, you got, what is it? STC?
I had an STC, bitch.
STC, bitch.
Sexually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm gonna be on it because it's, ladies and gentlemen, COVID is real, okay? And when I did this video, I know I like to crack a joke and blah blah blah, but COVID is real, guys. Like, if you haven't had it, it is so real, it's so scary. There was one day that I thought I was gonna die. Like, I was like, I told my cousin, I said, listen, if I die, so my house girl, she travels with me when I travel throughout Africa, not the States, because bitch, I am not about to apply for no visa for you. I don't need that help that bad. That's what I'm Brian Paul for. The day that I thought I was gonna die, I told her, I said, listen, tell Crystal the money I have in Nigeria, which is a little coin, to spend it and don't give my sister shit. Burn my body and put me in an hour. But I did shit. So the bitch ain't getting shit, and my sister's still a bitch. What's up?
Anyway, we're not gonna talk about that.
You family and you like her. Fuck that bitch. She's whack and fat and stupid.
Anyway,
and the rest of her life, period, in real life. Let me tell you something. You know how bitches need motivation, goes to the gym and be watching it. My pastor is my motivation, honey. I ain't gonna lie to you. Ooh, I be going to church early, dressed.
Ooh, dressed and ready. Wait, let's talk. Let's talk about.
Bitch, you are not gonna just move past. Fine. Listen, when I tell you he's, damn, I ain't gonna lie. My pussy wet right now. Like, I feel the tingling. Damn. Anyway, what you saying now?
I want to talk about your game that you just came out with really quickly.
You want to talk about Simba's sex card game? I do want to talk about it. So, I played with it officially for the first time yesterday with Simba that I met up with. Mm-hmm. An old traditional Nigerian man. Like, he, Nigerian men are, they're like, you know that cookie that you used to eat back in the day that you used to only eat because it was a cookie, but you ain't really like it, but it was dry and it tastes the same all the time. And it, that is a Nigerian man. They be just so like standard. Like they are like this. They are robots. They like what they like. They're not trying to do too much. They are hardworking. They're going to get a coin. They are generous. But I feel like if I had a cookie cutter, mm-hmm. that would be like every nice guy. They're all the same. Anyway, I met up with him. Really nice guy. I'm thinking about making him a little side piece, but I don't know yet. I gotta figure it out. But he did make me feel like a little girl. I ain't gonna lie. When I was with him, I felt like it just felt right. I was like, ooh. Anyway, so we played the game. So I told him I came up with a card game, and he was like, really? And I was like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm bringing it on our date. And he was like, okay, bring it. But at first, he was kind of like, card game. I'm like, yeah. And he was like, I guess he was just like, whatever. So I left, we went on a date, went to go eat. I left the cards at home. And he was like, so we're going to go play the card game now? And I'm like, oh, shit. And I was kind of excited that he even mentioned it, because I didn't think he was even paying me any attention. But how could you not pay me any attention? Because you're going to pay me anyway. So you might as well pay some attention, because that's the free part. Anyway, so we came back home after we ate for me to swing and get the cards. We got in the house, and the first thing we did was play the card game. So I explained to him the instructions, and we played it. So let me just read the instructions for you. To play this game, you and your partner must choose who will be the dealer. The dealer will place the yes, maybe, and no cards down in that order on the table. Shuffle the remaining cards, then distribute the cards between you until there are none left. Each person will look at their cards and place each card upside down in front of either yes, no, or maybe. So let me just do the first three so we can get an idea. Handcuffs, that's a yes for me. Suck pussy, suck mine and I'm sucking, that's a yes for me. Go to a swingers club, that's a yes for me. I'm always in a yes zone because I'm just a slut. Each person will look and place their cards upside down in front of them, in front of your son. Now pick up your partner's no cards. When I picked up his no cards, it was a big pile like this. I was like, then pick up their maybe cards and look at them. It was another big pile. I was like, oh God. Now pick up their yes cards and look at them. I looked at his maybe cards. It was a small pile. I was like, oh God. So then now pick up their yes cards, look at them. Then shuffle both yes piles together. So I took his yes pile. I took his yes pile and I took my no pile, put it together and shuffled it, right? After you shuffle it, then choose one at random. So let's just say this was his pile and my pile of yeses. Then you choose one at random. Boop. Whatever card you choose is the sexual act you will perform that night. You want to do the honors of reading what the card is?
Turn it around. It says suck pussy.
Suck.
Easy.
So I guess I'm sucking pussy and are we bringing a bitch over? What's up? Ooh. Or are you just gonna eat this pussy? This was one of them and he ate the shit out of my pussy. Then do the same with the maybe pile, meaning shuffle both maybe piles and choose one as random as well. And either decide to perform that sexual act the same night or the next time you have sex. So for Valentine's Day, this is cute because this can actually like start off you guys' sex session. But this game was strategically made for couples whom already have established their sexual routine, but it's whack.com. So a guy would be girlfriend, they're fucking, and it's regular sex, you know, they might fuck once a week, maybe twice a week, and it's just missionary, there's nothing thing, but when he fucked the side bitch is like fucking orangutan for him, jumping up in here, doing this, that, and the third, things that he would never do with his girlfriend. And I think that is, and I think it's important for couples even to have that sexual exploration, that sexual fantasy, that sexual time that you can be inhibited and go all out. But it's hard to do that once you've established your regular sexual routine. So something like Simba Sex Cards helps you and your partner explore sexually without having that uncomfortable conversation. Imagine that this didn't exist and you want to tell your husband that you want to have a threesome. So what? You just come home one day and you're like, baby, can we have a threesome? No, that's difficult to do. It's difficult because number one, your partner's gonna be like, oh, all of a sudden you wanna have a threesome? Or have you been doing threesomes? So you already know that's how women do. We go, oh, you wanna have a threesome? Why? Why? Because you was out here fucking bitches having threesomes? That's what we do. Or if the tables were turned and a woman came home and was like, babe, can we have a threesome? He's gonna be like, what's wrong with me? I'm not enough for you. This, that, and the third. So instead of having those uncomfortable conversations, play my card and find out things that you probably wouldn't know about your partner. Like, we have another one. Hold on. Let me just choose another card at random. Oh, wait. We just did that one. Spanking or slapping. Your partner might like to get slapped, but because y'all never slapped each other and he or she might not have wanted to say that because she didn't want to seem too sexually experienced or seem like a hoe. Because, you know, once you start doing things that are out of the box, you get labeled as a hoe or a slut. But every couple needs this. Every couple needs this. It is can be found on the website, www.simbazerotic.com. And thank me later in real life. $14.99. So your order, you get the downloadable version that you can use right now because the cards are on pre-order. So you get the downloadable version. You also get the link, the YouTube link on how to use the downloadable version. And then you wait for your pre-order to come in the mail. So there's no wait time.
Okay, because we're hoes and sluts around here. So, you know, Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up is for the hoes and the sluts and the people who are trying to be that.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. Yep. Last thing I want to talk about is, did you see Trey Song's dick trending all over the internet?
Wait, did I see his dick again or did I see his dick trending on the internet?
Did you stop doing that? Did you see his dick trending on the internet? I don't know about what you saw in the past. Whatever.
So I his dick trending. Trey is a very special man, I have to say. We still communicate regularly. When I say regularly, a few times a month. He's so beautiful. He's like the male version of Lori Harvey, if you ask me. He's just so beautiful. Like, his face is so attractive, and he just looks like
me.
An innocent, wholesome situation. And he's nothing like that, which I fucking love. Like, I know Lori's a slut in real life. Like, I love her. Mm-hmm. And he's the future. So, yes, I definitely have been seeing his dick trending. I'm glad that the world is getting to get a piece of what I had and what I still have access to. And that's it. What's up?
Simba's very, just, you know, no holds bars. But happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Happy National Side Chick Valentine's Day, whatever the holiday is.
National Side Chick Valentine's Day, baby. It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. And this video will be going up today. So shout out to everybody on Valentine's Day and Side Chick Day. Thank you for tuning in to Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment. Shout out to the hoes and the sluts. And
357. So what I like to do on Valentine's Day, I ain't going to lie to you. I like to fuck a Valentine's Day for everybody. So right now I'm about to post on my OnlyFans so that the boys can be tantalized, those who don't have Valentine's, because I'm their girlfriend, you know? But I'm about to fix this face because right now I'm about a six, bitch. I'm about to be a whole 10 and a half. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to go to a restaurant, really beautiful, and walk with my ass shaking next to the tables of the couples and have him break his neck.
Yeah, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. Simba, when are you coming back?
When am I coming back? Oh, the 15th. Oh, I got some niggas lined up. Ooh, New York. I don't really fuck with niggas in New York like that, but I have some niggas. New York. Extra, extra, read all about it. This pussy is tight. These niggas are retarded. Pass my money. I ain't fucking. Oh, Harvey and Nikki, go sit the fuck down. What'd you say now?
Anyway, everybody, Simba's first priority when she comes back is you guys. New episodes coming out. We promise it's going to be like so dope, epic. We have so much planned. Like so much is going to be ridiculously crazy.
Oh, nobody's listening to you. My girlfriend Pam has sunglasses. The sunglass line is Martha. Let me tell you something. These glasses.
Link in bio to the glasses.
Listen to me. If you a broke bitch and you ain't got no money, this glass is going to make you feel like you got money. If you a money, this glass is going to bring you some more money. I'm about to go get some money. Where the money reside. I ain't going to lie. These glasses, you walk in, nigga with a coin going to be like, yo, who that? Period. So I'm about to go get cute.
You're always cute, Simba.
True. You're the one.
I'm the one that's cute.
Stop it.
Anyway, no, seriously. Thank you guys for tuning in. Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul. We chop it. I say it all the time. Subscribe, like, comment to this video. Comment down below.
On my page, buy something. Everybody that buys this weekend gets a free video call. So you guys need to go on that website and let's get it popping. Mm-hmm. Black History Month. Support Black business.
Peace out. Bye, everyone. Shimmer, shake your ass. Bye. Bye. Say bye, boys.
Bye, boys.